How good are you at asking questions? I've got some tips that might make you better. This is the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson. In coaching, we talk a lot about influence. We talk a lot about influence and how it pertains to sales and how it is to lead a sales team and how it is to be a leader, how it is to overlook process. The words I'm using right now don't really make sense. In coaching and sales and in entrepreneurship, we talk a lot about influence. And we talk a lot about influence as it pertains to sales, leadership, operations, marketing. Influence is one of the best things that we can invest in that will get everybody, not just us, but get everybody what they want. Is it okay to influence somebody at a very high level when you know that the problem they have, you have the direct solution? I would tell you 1,000% yes. When you know that your solution solves the very problem they have, it is okay to be over-influential based on their needs. Now, here's what I mean by that. If we were to attach a question to having influence, I would write down there is three parts that make an effective question super influential. There are three parts to a question that make it super influential, and I want to give you those right now. Number one, it has to pre-frame success, meaning it doesn't talk about do you want to do this. It assumes that success has already happened. It has to pre-frame success, and I'm going to give you an example of this here in a second. Number two, it has to involve the influencer. It has to involve the influencer. So I have to make myself or whoever's part of that influence part of that question. Number three, it can't be a yes or no question. It cannot be a yes or no question. So here's an example of this. Mike, when I go out there and I find you that 4-bedroom, 3-bath home inside Power Ranch for under $350,000, I'm curious, what's that going to do for your family? So first part of pre-framing success, when I find you that 4-bedroom, 3-bath house and when I find you that 4-bedroom, 3-bath house in Power Ranch for under $350,000, that's the pre-framing success because I'm already assuming that I found you that home. Number two, it involves me because I found that home. I'm saying that again. It involves me because I found that home. Number three, I didn't ask you, do you want that? Yes or no. I asked, what will that do for you? So let me give you those three things again. Three parts to a super influential question. Number one, it has to pre-frame success. Number two, it has to involve the influencer. And number three, it cannot be a yes or no question. Now, is that always the case? No, it's not always the case. Sometimes it doesn't involve the influencer. Sometimes it could be a yes or no question. But overall, it has to contain those three components. Now, you might be wondering, do most people gravitate towards pleasure? We've talked about this before. No, they don't. Actually, most people gravitate towards avoiding pain. So you could flip the first part of that question out and pre-frame avoidance of failure. You easily could do this. Mike, I'm curious. After I've shown you all these homes, I know that this one is the best home for you. If you and I choose not to write a contract, won't you be worried that you might miss out on this home? Now, that could be a very negative statement. Somebody could react very positively to that. They could react very negatively to that. What's going to impact their reaction to that is how well they love that home. Now, again, it's not okay to be influential. It's not okay to be manipulative around people when the needs that you have, when the solution you have does not suit their needs. That would be being a bad salesperson, and that's why most salespeople have a bad name in this industry and many other industries. So if we're going to use influence, it is super crucial that A, you're at a high level of rapport with your consumer, your spouse, your friend, your brother, whoever you're being influential over. And number two, it is super crucial that you understand that your only intent, I'll say that again, your only intent could be greatness on their part. So three key parts one last time. It's got to pre-frame success or sometimes pre-frame avoidance of failure. Number two, it has to involve the influencer. And number three, most of the time, it cannot be a yes or no question. As always, be great, empower others, empower yourself. Oh, I said that kind of backwards today. Anyway, this is the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.